Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY20 earnings conference call of Finolex Industries Limited, hosted by Investec Capital Services. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Shah.
Thanks, Margaret. On behalf of Investec, I thank you all for joining Finolex Industries Q1 FY20 conference call. We have with us Mr. Anil Wabi, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Krishnamurthy for the conference call. Over to you, sir, for the opening remarks. Followed by that, we'll have a Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you, Ritesh. Good morning, everybody. I welcome you all to the Finolex Industries Q1 FY20 investors conference call. The sales volume for PVC pipes and fittings was at 91,655 metric tons for Q1 FY20, higher by 18.1%. The sales volume for PVC resin for Q1 FY20 was at 78,512 metric tons, higher by 14.7%. Total revenue was at 944 crores for this Q1, up 14%. PAT was at 73 crore in Q1, lower by 29.1% from 103 crore in Q1 FY19. PVC pipes and fittings segment witnessed a good volume growth and better results. However, lower PVC EDC delta due to fall in PVC price and higher EDC price has reduced the margin in PVC segment on YOY basis. I would now like to leave the floor open for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking your question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one at this time. The first question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. I'll just start with the questions until the question queue assembles. Sir, my first question is, what is our percentage of contracted or outsourced volumes on the fittings side, and consequently, its impact of Ind AS 116? That's one. Secondly, column pipe volumes for the quarter, and thirdly, CPVC volumes for the quarter. Thank you.
For the fittings, the facilities that have been set up are exclusively for us. It is only managed by the experts who are in the molding business. So these are the facilities exclusively set up for us, and there's no impact of 116.
Okay. And sir, what will be the quantum over here?
In case of fittings, it is almost entire, but it is distributed in five contracts.
Sir, possible to elaborate?
Yeah. So all the molded fittings, we are getting it done through the facilities set up independently.
Okay. Okay.
These are not made in-house, but for exclusive facilities set up for this purpose.
Okay. Fine. Sir, column pipe and CPVC volumes for the quarter?
Column pipe was 1,189 tons, and CPVC total volume was 2,321 tons.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. I'll join back with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Sonali Salgaonkar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is, what was our PVC to EDC spread this quarter versus Q1 FY19?
This quarter was $490, as against Q1 19, $689.
Okay. Sir, and what were the prices of EDC, ethylene, and VCM this quarter?
EDC was $393, ethylene was $858 and VCM was $718.
Okay. So in terms of CPVC, you pointed out the volumes this quarter, but what were the revenues this quarter versus Q1 FY19?
Revenue was 66 crores as against 43 crores of last year.
Okay. So volumes were 2321 this quarter versus how much last year?
1704.
Okay. All right. Sir, and in terms of pipes, do we maintain our guidance of 12-15% volume growth for FY20?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Sir, and lastly, sir, PVC to EDC spread, we understand there are a lot of moving parts out here, but directionally, do we expect this spread to stabilize from here on, improve, or how do we look at it right now with the current global scenario?
If we look at from March and onwards, it has improved because in March and April, the prices of PVC fell down in quick succession. But then PVC prices have gone up progressively and EDC prices have been inching down. So there is improvement in spread.
Sure. So and lastly, on the capacity front, what is our current capacity utilization and how much do we expect to ramp up by end of FY20? That's it from my side.
Yeah. In pipes and fittings, as we have mentioned earlier, the capacity now is 370,000 tons and utilization always is 65-70%. And this year we should be adding, but by year end, how much would we end up with? Right now it is not very certain. But we add in modulo fashion, as you know, about 30,000-40,000 tons each year.
Got it. So, and this should entail a capex of around 1 billion approximately?
Yes.
All right. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Madhav Marda from Fidelity Investment. Please go ahead.
Since on the spread, could you just repeat what the number was for Q1 FY20 and what is it currently trending on spot basis, the spread versus the Q1 average that we had?
See, Q1 average was 490.
Okay.
Yeah.
And on spot basis, has it improved at all? Or
yeah, it has improved. It has improved. So it is at $575 as of now.
That's a pretty decent improvement over the last
45 days. But average, if you look, because it has been volatile, so for June, July, if you look, it should be about 550. For July, it should be 550.
550. Okay. Got it. Great, sir. Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. Pardon me if I'm repeating the question since I joined a little late. What is the volume growth guidance for FY20 for us?
See, we expect to end this year with 12-15% volume growth. That is what we are targeting.
Right. And given the current state of monsoon and all, what do you, how do you see the growth in terms of the regions like for us?
See, all regions perform differently in different periods. Like in monsoon, while in south monsoon is not there right now, so there would be some offtake. In Maharashtra, Karnataka, it has already slowed down. But overall, we should see growth in all the regions and 12-15% volume growth overall.
Okay. And can you help us with what is the mix in terms of plumbing and agro?
It continues to remain at around 70-30. Give a percentage here or there, that's all. Yeah.
Understood. And as of June, the capacity is 370,000.
Yes, it is. Yes. Right? Yes.
And would it be possible to break up with respect to PVC and CPVC?
See, for CPVC, it is only the barrel and screw which is changed. That's all. and the facility set up for CPVC can be used for PVC also. So
with
there is one with fungibility. Yeah.
Understood. Great. I'll come back in the queue, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal Lakhan from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Just quickly on the volume front, the volume growth has been higher than what we had guided to start with. Firstly, like, you know, what is happening on ground? What has changed on ground that that we are seeing this kind of resurgence in demand? And secondly, like, you know, since you're not increasing the guidance or changing the guidance, you expect a kind of a softer, like a tapering of demand in the rest of the year?
Good morning. It is not that we expect a tapering. We had started the year with a target of 12 to 15%. Now the first quarter obviously has been better. It could be because there was a delayed start in the market pickup. If you remember in Q3, Q4, the pickup was late. The second reason could be there can be, it can be attributed to some shift from unorganized to organized sector. So we do not know for sure. But Q1 has been good for us.
Sure, that's helpful. Secondly, on the realization front, I think we had guided for margins in the range of 8,000 to 8,500 per ton. This quarter, we have seen you surpass that. Any color on guidance on margins going ahead?
No, I don't think in pipe and fittings we have surpassed that. It is just under 8 right now. And past 2 or 3 quarters, if you see, it has been improving slowly. So it should be around that number.
We still maintain the 8,000 to 8,500.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That is from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Maulik Patel from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Sorry, I missed some opening remarks. Was there any inventory loss in this quarter?
That was not mentioned in the opening remarks, obviously. Yes, there was inventory loss. See,
and
whenever there is a sharp movement in PVC prices, it does result in inventory loss. Or if there is a rise in the PVC price, it does result in inventory gain. That is part of these quarterly
adjustment. So what that number could be, sir? At and if you can...
The number is difficult to calculate. Even I don't have that number.
Okay. You also mentioned, sir, that the current spread is around 550 or 580. This includes this recent import duty benefits what industry for the PVC what we have received?
Yes, it does.
So that higher import duty on PVC and the lower on EDC should start reflecting from the Q2 onwards, right?
Yes, in PVC prices, yes, and it should reflect in the EDC prices as well.
But EDC, I think you have some inventory, so probably full reflection will be only happening in Q3 onwards.
Yes.
Okay. So the next question is on when we say that there's an 18% growth has been good and there was a delayed season which has now picked up. But historically, this has always been in a volatile. But what effort, so on the other side, on the plumbing side, any incremental efforts we are putting to push that volume higher? I can see that CPVC volume growth has been very strong. Again, we are gaining the market share on that side. But what efforts we are putting to grow the non-agri segment higher in terms of incentive to the distributors or the dealers or any some significant marketing or initiatives we have taken?
It is nothing new that we have done. In the past year or two, we have been trying to see that in non-agri we grow well because we are, as you know, we are the late entrants in the non-agri business. So we are trying to see that the growth is higher there. So obviously there are incentives for the dealers, there are programs for the plumbers, there are meets with the architects. So all these initiatives are being taken.
But sir, any financial, I think what we understand from that, we have been giving 30 days credit periods to the distributors for the entire non-agri business. And
we have done, yes.
Okay. And this is in line with what the others in the industries are giving, right?
This is in line with the demand from the dealers that if we want to grow in that business, we have to do this. Because in turn, they have to give credit to the customers in the market.
Okay. Okay, I understand, sir. Thanks. I will come back for more questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Praveen Shah from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Can you give the CPVC number, sir?
Yes, please. CPVC, we did 2,321 tons in the Q1 as against 1,704 tons in Q1 of last year.
And sales?
CPVC sales was 66 crores as against 43 crores last year.
Okay. And next on the, because of, you know, the environmental reason, there's a flood and all. So have you see, still have to see anything, you know, on the, from the ground, like any impact on your businesses going on, or is that an opportunity way forward?
No, we have seen the excess or drought conditions do not affect the volumes in the subsequent quarters. So I don't think this will affect. Yes, particular regions would be affected, but overall this should not affect the volumes.
Okay. And secondly, on you know, that's a fitting business. That's a fitting business is still at the around 6% of our overall contribution. So, and if I compare with the last year, as it's a continuing like that. So, are we putting any more effort to grow this business way forward?
See, we are putting in efforts, but as long as Agri continues to remain 70% of our total volume, obviously the fitting volume will be low because in Agri the fitting volume required is lower.
Mm-hmm. No, but our CPVC business is improving.
Yes.
So in that sense, it...
But yes, but CPVC business is so small, it will not make impact on the overall fitting volume. In CPVC, yes, it is growing, the pipes as well as fittings.
Mm-hmm. Can you give any, you know, distributor or dealer reach for your plumbing business? How much is there right now?
See, it's a mix. All our dealers deal with both products. Now it is in urban areas where we are trying to grow. The dealers there mostly will deal with only plumbing products.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. So basically there is a no separate channel you are creating, but it's already there in the system, the
yes.
urban distributor handling the plumbing or a CPVC.
Yeah. And in rural areas, one would try to sell both.
Lastly, sir, can you give the numbers, what the average price of a PVC, EDC and the VCM last quarter, first quarter FY20?
EDC was $393. Ethylene was $858, while VCM was $718.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Madhav Marda from Fidelity Investment. Please go ahead.
So just wanted to understand on the fitting side, why are we outsourcing the production and not doing it captively? Any reason for that?
See, as we started our business, we were good at pipe making business. We were not making fittings earlier. So when we started, we identified few people who were already in the molding injection business, and we set up the facilities for them to operate for us.
Okay. So just that they have some skill set already. No
exclusive facility, 100% for us, set up for us. So entire
okay.
capacity that they have is for us.
Okay. Okay. Got it. And what percent is outsourced fittings? It's almost completely outsourced? Or?
Almost completely. The molded fittings are almost completely outsourced, yes.
Okay. Okay. And given that it's an outsourced business, there wouldn't be an impact of Ind AS 116, sir? Just wondering.
No, there isn't. These are the exclusive, as I said. So the impact of 116 is not there.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Got it. Got it. Anything on the transfer pricing side, sir, for this? Is there any...
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Okay. Got it. Great, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up opportunity, sir. First, with respect to column pipe, could you please help us with the volume and revenue for current quarter as well as last year, same quarter?
The current quarter, it has been 1,189 tons as against 665 tons of last year.
Okay.
The value has been about 14 crores as against 8 crores last year.
Got it. And what was it for full year? Would you have that number, sir, FY19?
Yeah, FY19 was 3,233 tons.
Okay.
And value was 38 crores.
Got it. Second question was with respect to the government talking about Nal Se Jal scheme. So just wanted to know your thoughts on the same with respect to the opportunity for us to play in this particular scheme. And which part of the value chain would be we fitting in?
See, obviously, Nal Se Jal, I'm sure the government is taking it seriously. The target it has set up to 2024, which is a Herculean task. But this definitely would generate good volumes for all the pipe manufacturers.
Right. And for us, given we are more agri-focused, so
yes.
How does it work for us?
The pipe anyway would be required for distribution, and it is piped water supply to all the homes. So there will be demand and we would be keen to supply.
Right. Any update on the DWC with respect to our plans on this?
None so far.
Got it. Great, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Hemang Kothari from Anvil Research. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Yes, Hemang here.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. So, I just want to know breakup of production through EDC and VCM route for PVC design.
I don't have those numbers right now. See, we try to utilize the entire capacity. Only thing is, in case of VCM, since the jetty closes by mid of May,
right,
and VCM storage capacity is not very large, so during Q2, of course, there is no production from imported VCM.
Okay.
And Q1 also, it is only for a part of the period.
Okay. So, majority from EDC route.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is the value of PVC fittings in the quarter?
PVC fitting, I'll just tell you. It was about 101 crores in value.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sriram Srinivasan from Sema Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. So first of all, congratulations for the...
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Srinivasan. May I request you to speak on the handset mode, sir? There's a lot of echo from your line.
Yeah, sure. Hello. Is this
yeah, much better now? You can speak.
Yeah, fine, sir. Yeah, the very congratulations for you, sir. The very reasonable volume growth we can see. Sir, I have just few questions. In terms of the inventory loss, we are seeing that which was hitting our margins, nearly 100 base points from the last year on year-on-year basis, sir. So may I know the reason what it will be directly?
Sorry?
What is the reason for the inventory loss during the quarter?
See, the entire drop in EBIT is not because of inventory loss. Inventory loss has happened, yes. But EBIT drop in PVC segment is also because of drop in PVC prices and higher input costs also.
Okay.
So that is why you see this drop from 123 crores EBIT of last year to 41 crores.
Okay. As far as if you see changes in the inventories of the finished goods, which was higher from 86.1 crores to 191 crores, which was more than double the time. May you know how it was?
No. You know that in Q3 and Q4, the market pickup happened late. So we had accumulated inventory, which was cleared up in this quarter. So there is a drop in inventory to a large extent.
Okay, fine. Because of the slow pickup, which was made up to keep the stocks in our inventory.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. How does the trend be upfront in Q2 and Q3? We can see so. Actually, Q3 is not so that much better quarter for us, actually, in cyclical, right?
See, Q1 and Q4 are the best quarters for us. While Q3,
yeah,
there is some pickup, and Q2 is always a lean quarter.
Yeah, how do you see the inventories will be there in Q2? Is this cleared off or whether it's still there?
No, no, see, inventory is obviously cleared off. That is why you see this figure in profit loss account.
Okay. So, we can see the better number in Q2 in terms of inventories, right?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Normally.
So, normal inventory will be carried through, yes.
Yeah, sir, how do you see that consumption slowdown in rural areas? Because we were nearly 70% of the business is coming from agro, which is purely based on the rural, sir. So,
yes,
how do you see the things over there in terms of macro trend? Can you please elaborate something?
See, in non-agri, the business we do is 30%. But we have seen growth in both the sectors, in agri as well as non-agri.
Okay. So there is no distress we can see in that rural consumption in terms of price, right?
See, there is consumption, there is affordable housing happening. So volumes are there in both the sectors.
Okay. So how do you see that Nalsegel will going to be a productive idea for our business? Because the government is saying that 100% of pipeline for the urban households and the rural households in the next 5 years. In which it will be in phased manner? How do you see in which phase that we will get benefited? Because is this the route to get expand our non-agro business, like household business?
See, the pipes used will be for pipe water distribution. So,
okay,
the pipes that we make for potable water, that is the ACM pipes, obviously will be there, but the agri pipes which are used can also be there.
Okay. So, what kind of margins that we can be getting for the FI20, sir, FI20 in terms of EBITDA level?
See, in case of PVC segment, obviously it depends on the prices that happen in the future quarters. While in case of pipes, it should be at around 8-8.5 rupees that it has been normal in the earlier years.
Okay. And how does the crude will play over here? Even in this quarter, we can see that the crude was totally depreciated, which was landed nearly 20% from its high of the, which was at $62 last time. It's now 52-53 in this range. How do you see this kind of scenario? How it will impact our EDC and the VCM prices?
See, obviously these are crude derivatives, so they are affected. But
okay,
it is not only the crude price which affects their prices. So even when crude prices were a little low, EDC prices shot up because of constraint in the supply. So
okay,
it depends on many factors. But yes, crude is one of them.
Okay, fine. So for the upcoming quarters, we can expect that 13-15% of the margins are on overall business basis, in consolidated basis.
See, that if you have seen, that is the normal that we achieve. But whether
okay,
we would in the coming quarters, it's difficult to say.
Okay, it's difficult to say
yeah,
on the numbers.
Especially for PVC segment.
Okay. So what kind of earnings growth that we can expect for the FI20 in terms of earning growth?
As I said, it is difficult to say how much will it be for each. It keeps on differing from quarter to quarter. But annually, if you see, it has been, EBITDA number has been in normal years, 12 to 15 years. But if you see past 3 years, it has been exceptionally good because of better results in the PVC segment.
Okay. Fine, sir. That's all from side. I am waiting in line, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshay Satija, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. The question was related to the recent Prime Minister announcement of Har Ghar Jal till 2024. So, I wanted to understand, PVC pipes are used for the distribution purpose, right?
Yes.
And for the mains, it's mostly steel pipes that are used.
Yes.
Is there any way PVC or HDPE pipes that fit in those mains?
See, it is possible for higher dia HDP pipes can be there. In case of PVC, it could be PVC O pipes which can be there. But right now we are making PVC pipes up to 400 mm.
Okay. Okay. And so my next question was, so what could be the quantum of the expense related to this scheme? So there have been announcements that the government is planning to spend 5 lakh, 6 lakh crores on this project itself. So what could, what percentage could be spent on pipes from this?
It is difficult to say. This will depend on each region. So government is already working out from region to region.
But still some round of 40%, 50%, 30%, depending on past or similar projects.
See, now project on a similar scale has never been undertaken earlier. This is the first time that the government is taking this step for all the regions.
Okay.
But yes, you are right, this will result in a sizable business for the pipes, and all the pipe making business, pipe making companies should benefit.
Okay, sir. Got it, sir. Thank you, sir. That's it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, can you provide some color on the quantum of discounts which were offered this quarter on pipes and fittings?
If you see the realizations, they have been normal. So normal discounts were given. There was nothing exceptional about this quarter.
Okay. And sir, on resin side?
Resin side also, it was normal. So there was nothing exceptional given for liquidation of inventory because the demand picked up. So the liquidation did happen.
Okay. And sir, how are the pricing trends on PVC and CPVC side, say, from July onwards?
Normal. Nothing has changed. Only change is happening because the PVC prices keep on changing. That's all.
Right.
So otherwise, there is no other change.
Can you quantify the extent with which PVC prices have changed since June end? If one has to look at it, assume one wants to understand numbers for July and August so far.
In fact, the duty was imposed on July 6th, so that is when the price went up by 1.5 rupees. Subsequently, within 2 weeks, the prices fell by 2 rupees. And again, last week it went up by 1.5 rupees.
Okay. And sir, on CPVC side?
CPVC, since we are buying compound, so there has been no change so far.
Okay. And sir, has there been any change in strategy on the credit offered for PVC and CPVC? I think CPVC is 30 days and PVC is cash and carry. Is that correct?
In agri, it continues to be cash and carry. For non-agri business, we have started giving credit of 30 days.
Okay.
They enable us to grow faster in that segment.
Okay. And sir, we have been doing very well on the CPVC volumes. I understand the volumes are still very low. But if one wants to understand this volume offtake, is it more from the urban regions or is it more from the rural network where our strength is?
See, in our case, the distribution is more tilted towards the rural and semi-rural region. So obviously the volumes are there in those regions, but in urban regions also now we are trying to build up our presence. So slowly it is picking up in these regions as well.
Okay. Sir, what is our pricing strategy specifically on the CPVC side? Given we and Ashurva, they secure the compound from Lubrizol. So is it something which is at higher than other players like Supreme or Astral, which do captive compounding or they import resin from other countries? Sir, what is our pricing strategy over here and what are the targets that we are working on the CPVC side going forward?
The pricing strategy is no different in the CPVC segment. Obviously the people who make compound in-house would have lower costs. We were also making compound earlier, so costs were lower. But having realized that Flowguard brand is well established and since the opportunity was there, we tied up for the supplies. And going forward, our intent is to see that the volumes grow in that business.
Okay. Sir, any numbers that you are targeting?
No, there is no fixed target. If you have seen in past 2 years, the volume growth has been more than 40% because the base is very small.
Okay. Okay. Sir, if I had to put a related question, if one looks at the return ratio profile for CPVC volumes, so vis-a-vis agri volumes, if possible, if not quantitatively, if qualitatively, if you can provide some color.
Some color on?
The return ratios that CPVC will be generating.
About 2 years back, the returns were much better, but with the correction of prices happening in the marketplace, returns have come down. So, as we have been saying, in returns in non-agri business are slightly higher than the agri business, and within non-agri, CPV is higher.
Okay. That helps. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kedar V from Composite PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
Hi.
If I were to just take our baseline volume growth of 12%-15% per annum, so looks like at some point of time in either FY 2021 or FY 2022, we will be shipping out more volumes under the pipes and fittings category compared to the in-house PVC resin that we produce.
Yes.
So going forward, as that happens, do we have any change in our stance that we will not be expanding the PVC resin capacity we have in-house?
See, so far we have not decided to expand that capacity. And today also, we are buying from the market the PVC resin for fittings we are buying, PVC resin for pipes for our Masar plant we are buying from the market. So either import or from the local market, resin is easily available. So far, there is no intent of expanding capacity in the PVC segment.
Okay. So the reason I was asking that question was that since this is something that's been clarified by the management in previous calls as well, so the volatility obviously in PVC resin is much higher, whereas pipes and fittings seems to be a more secular sort of a business. So that's where the question was. So the second question I have is, sir, over the past couple of years, we have seen the entry of a couple of large players in the building material segment who traditionally have not had any presence in the PVC segment. So we've seen HFIL put up a 200 crore, 300 crore kind of a capacity. We've seen HIL do that as well. Are you starting to see any early signs of much higher competitive intensity coming into the market, either in terms of, say, pricing or in terms of, let's say, fight to sign up more dealers and things like that?
If you see, the margins anyway are not very high. So I don't think the incoming competition also will pose a threat. And so far, we don't see that.
So would I be right, sir, in sort of inferring that though the industry by itself is growing, it's mostly the organized players who seem to be putting up capacity, and given that this is an oligopoly structure, you don't really see that scenario of intensive pricing war breaking out anytime soon?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's the question. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Sonali Salgaonkar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the follow-up opportunity. So just two small questions. Firstly, what are our SKUs currently in pipes and fittings and also CPVC?
The overall SKUs are about 1,500, and in CPVC, it would be just about 200.
Okay. So secondly, during this quarter, that's Q1, what was our QOQ drop in PVC prices?
QOQ, it was about 5 rupees a kg, say 6%-7%.
Got it, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Margaret. We can close the call.
Thank you. On behalf of Investec Capital Services, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.